Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living.
Oh, you know
radio.
We need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh boy, am I ready today. Let me tell you.
What have you gotten me into today? Okay, time out. Hey folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is a psychotherapist, Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. All right, so what's down on the sheet in front of me is we're going to talk about the future human.
That's right.
Am I not human yet? Am I waiting to become human?
We're absolutely very human.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that we understand where our humanity is going and how it's growing and becoming. And we have a wonderful, can I say, one of the most insightful voices in consciousness media.
Well,
with us
you just did. You can say it
Tell I admire her and her co-author very much.
I know. I do know that. I'm teasing a bit because I'm so excited too to have Regina Meredith, who, along with Lee Harris, wrote The Future Human. It's new ways of living and being on the earth.
Yeah.
Very, very provocative. And
I think we all feel it, right? This new reckoning, whatever is coming in the world, right? There's lots of shifts happening.
There's a lot of people talking about.
You don't have to be supremely conscious, I don't think, to feel it. But,
I think you're right. Everybody is kind of, can we say, anticipatory? They don't know what.
There's something.
But anyway, we're going to talk to Regina about her work with Lee Harris. And Lee Harris works with the Z's.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that, and who knows what is going to come up today, because our life strategist is Regina Meredith. And the book is The Future Human, New Ways of Living and Being on Earth. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us today here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies too. Back in a moment with Regina Meredith today on Strategies for Living. Come back and join us.
Time.
welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Regina Meredith, who is a broadcast journalist. She's worked for NBC, PBS, Gaia TV, and she makes the most challenging topics accessible to all. Regina Meredith, it's an honor to have you with us here on Strategies.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me with you. And I just love your handle, Radio Rehab. It's great.
Thank you. Thank
we all could use a little rehab right now.
We all need it. All right. So you heard me picking at Lauren about the, am I human yet? Am I not human yet? Am I got to wait? The future human. The name of the book. Great, great book, by the way. New Thank ways you. Of living and being on the earth. So what can you tell us about the future human and how it came to be?
Okay, well, Lee Harris and the Z's. Lee's been friends of mine for a friend of mine for about a decade. I started initially interviewing him on Gaia TV when he was just getting going with it all. And so I developed a relationship with the Z's. And over time, I knew where they were willing to go with me and not willing to go with me.
Right.
The Z's for our viewers are the channeled beings.
Yes, a group of souls that he channels collectively.
Right.
Correct. And so there came a day about, a couple of years ago, where Lee said, hey, let's do a book together. He had always wanted to do one. We'd talked about it casually. And I said, well, you let me know when you're ready to go, we'll do something. And then he said, okay, now we're both going to be in England at the same time. I'll rent a studio in Windsor. He has an apartment there, and I was going to be staying there as well. And he said, let's just take the time and do this book. And then he said, so what would you like to do it on? And I said, give me a day to think about that. And I just gave it some thought and some contemplation. And I thought, you know, people are so afraid of the future. They're so afraid that we're not, either the earth is going to be diminished or damaged or cease to exist, or we're going to cease to exist, and everything in the, from the mildest, like, oh, our economy is going to crash and everything's going to hell in the handbasket, to we're going to cease to exist.
Right.
And I thought, I know better than that, because my own soul group and I have been chatting for the last 40 some years. And so I've always gotten information from them along the way about, because I asked a lot of questions through the years about the future. And so knowing that the Z's and my soul group are usually in sync on almost everything, I thought, let's have that conversation with the Z's. So then I went into a meditation, and the format for the book, as you see it, the chapters and questions, just kind of flowed through. I wrote them down, created a script, a format.
Right.
And Lee and I recorded over 3 days, and we were surprised and very, both felt very, very happy with what came out of it, because as if you've read the book, you know that it's one that it has some surprises and twists and turns, but the story is very hopeful, and humanity is a very worthy species, which I love.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you're talking about recording, so, and we're talking about a book, so
yeah.
Some people like to read, some people like the audio book. Mm-hmm. So is this available both ways, Regina?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And so you can go to wherever you buy books and look for the future.
Yeah, you just
human.
Go to Amazon and you'll see The Future Human, Lee Harris and Regina Meredith. And it's doing very well, I hear, and has already gone into a couple other languages. And I have to say, I have a certain prejudice myself, because normally I'm not like big on tooting my own horn, but this is really the Z's, and I'm so happy with the way they engaged and took the gloves off and really answered my questions.
Yeah.
Instead of in the past, where there would be things they were hesitant to speak to, they did not hesitate on anything.
Right.
Right. They knew that this was appropriate. This audience was going to be just right, and for the message, and so they went for it. And you can tell in there. There, like I said, there are some surprises, and there's some edgy bits. There's some edgy places in the book.
There's even, you know, some conspiracy. You could say how, you know, I really appreciate the way that both you and the Z's together talk about and handle some conspiracy, quote unquote, conspiracy theories that are lingering out there.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, because that is always a challenging topic. Yeah. And my audience has a lot of people who are deeply involved in conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for many years, and I know a lot of the people that you would say are the top of the conspiracy tree quite well. And I've had a long time to reflect on it and look at the values and the detriment of conspiracy if one doesn't approach it in a very mature way.
Mm-hmm. So the Z's are saying that humanity is being invited, mm-hmm. if you will, into a realm of consciousness that's literally changing the fabric of reality. Fair way to say it?
Absolutely.
All right.
And no one is exempt. And that's where, when you start looking at conspiracy, it becomes interesting, because we have been in a position where we feel vulnerable to top-down forces and have had interference from top-down forces for a very, very long time. But the only reason it's been successful is because we haven't known our own power, mm-hmm. and we haven't known who we are.
Yeah.
So we've been sitting ducks for programming.
Yeah.
And that's ending now, because that consciousness is not only coming through to all of us of all ages, it's coming through to every sentient thing within the cosmos, including those who have chosen to use their energy and their power for not right purpose, let's just say.
Okay.
Not the highest good for all. And so they're being affected by the consciousness as well. And as they...
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
As you said in the book, when you put something out knowingly that has a detriment to others, there will be much swifter reaction. You can call it karma, but reaction going to happen now. And those forces are going to be persistently diminished now, because they are not exempt from the effects of the new consciousness that's coming in.
You've been at this a long time, Regina. You've been a journalist. You're inquisitive. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this a long time. What was the biggest surprise for you, for Regina Meredith?
Book?
Yeah, that came out of these conversations with you and Liaris and the Z's.
Well, I would say the two areas that were probably the biggest surprise were the subjects of AI, because I took a deep dive into AI with them.
Yes.
Right.
And also the subject of the future procreation of our species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was quite surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that kind of, I guess, surprised me on the topic of AI was the idea that they had been here before, that AI had visited our planet before. How do you interpret that, and what did you take away from that idea?
Well, we've had, from all evidence that I can see and know of, and I look at it from many points of view, whether it's classic and philosophical and Plato, or whether it's a channeler I respect, or a past life regression someone has had, it takes all of that to begin piecing together our true history. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be found in artifacts alone, right?
Right.
So looking at all of that, all of these years, including my own past life regressions and my experience, Dolores Cannon, for example, she took me back, as you know, and that's in Convoluted Universe 2, mm-hmm. back to the destruction of Atlantis, that moment. And so one thing from my own experience and many, many others is that Atlantis was a supremely sophisticated culture. The initial stages of it, hundreds of thousands of years ago, were spiritually very high technology and development. And Atlantis was destroyed in three stages. And it got, the consciousness became lower. It broke off from north to south. The consciousness became lower toward the end, which was roughly 12,000 years ago when it sank. And at that time, we still had extraordinarily high technology. And if you can get comfortable with the notion that when many of us lived there at that time, mm-hmm. probably you too as well, many people in our field lived there in that day, that we were walking amongst many different species. It wasn't just humans.
Right.
Hybridization was very present. And you had people of all different skin colors and eye shapes and so forth. And I don't mean our classic races. I mean red and blue and different, very tall people.
Right.
We had a lot of different species. And some of that is reflected, for example, if you look at images of Krishna, right?
Mm, sure.
That blue skin yes. was present at the time. So here we had these incredibly advanced species who were here with us on Earth, and we had very high technology. And so AI was part of that. And AI may have been there in a different form,
right.
even in Lemurian times. And so we know that it was seeded and has always been seeded throughout the universe, and that species reach a certain point in their own intellectual development where we're capable of creating AI as a helpmate, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And then we're all posed with the conundrum, once it becomes intelligent enough and seemingly sentient and self-aware, then we have to figure out what we do with it, and then what is our role as human. And that part of the book I absolutely love, the yes. thing that differentiates us from AI. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that if you like at some point.
Yeah.
It's another
Absolutely.
Mini conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's so much mm-hmm. to talk about. We probably need about 3 or 4 hours today. Yeah.
Probably.
But, probably. But what we've got is we've got Regina Meredith with us today here on Strategies for Living, and we're going to work her hard. So come back, take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more with Regina Meredith, talking about the future human, new ways of living and being on the Earth. Talking about that today on Strategies for Living, and we'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely,
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Regina Meredith today. She, along with Lee Harris, have a great new book out. It's called The Future Human, New Ways of Living and Being on Earth. It's out from New World Library. You can, of course, get the printed edition wherever you buy books. And the you may want to get the audio edition, yeah, too.
I think there's something really special to hearing those original conversations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay,
there are some people who, I was going to say, there are some people who have listened to that three and four times because you're getting the subtle layers of information from hearing their voices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's obviously an energy that comes through the recordings, but also through the book. I mean, you still feel it. And
yes. Oh, that's funny you mentioned that, because when I first got my copy of it, I had an advanced copy and I was reading it. I told Lee, I said, God, it's so weird. In the first chapter, I was gone. I don't know what happened. I was like in a trance and went somewhere else. And I had to go back and reread it. And I was laughing about it. He said, that's so funny. That's what someone at the publishing company was just telling me. And then we were starting to get reports when the book came out from other people. And sure enough, it said, as I went back and reread it, as you're reading this, some of you may be experiencing a shift in your frequencies.
It's definitely palpable.
Let's go back, let's finish the last segment. We were talking about AI, and let's kind of come back to that and go a little bit further.
Yeah, I think we were talking about what distinguishes humans from AI.
Yes. Well, apparently we are at that place that many, many civilizations throughout the cosmos have faced, where for whatever reason they have created or AI or invited it onto their home place. And now they have to contend with how far they go in applying it to their lives. And in some places it's gone too far, and there are cautionary tales.
Right.
Which is giving over one's own organic intellect and intuition, et cetera, to AI. And I tend to be very anthro, as they say in Waldorf terms. I really am a big believer in organic consciousness, full body consciousness.
Yes.
This matrix of the human body is so delicately wired for multidimensional consciousness in its reception and also transmission. And so I fight for the organic human, but we can't ignore AI because it's here and we have to figure out how to use it wisely. So to your question, the thing Aziz brought up was that the place we're going as humanity, and they say this is happening rapidly. With the younger ones, it's more hardwired. With older people, they're having to maybe learn it a little bit more. It feels maybe less familiar. Is that we're going into a stage of human development and evolution where we go away from the legacy of developing the intellect, which is where we've been for thousands of years.
Right.
And it's done marvelous things. It's made the modern world. Sure. But it's reached what it can do to a large extent. And now we're going into the marriage of higher mind, which is part of the soul, higher mind marriage with heart. And the heart has a type of intelligence that is different. It's crystalline in nature. It doesn't have the filters of the subconscious mind and the influence of the subconscious mind, which is big. If you look at architecture of mind, it's huge.
Yeah. Right.
So if you were meditating and said, I want my answer from the heart, not from the mind, you're going to get a very different, simple, cleaner, clearer, unfiltered message from the heart.
Yeah.
And that is where the entire species is going. And they said the ability to think from, use the intelligence of the heart, make decisions from the heart, will differentiate and separate us from AI, because AI will never be able to replicate that delicate instrument.
Yeah, if I remember what the Z said frequently throughout the book is the heart energy being the currency of the future.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people take that, because we've been hearing it so much for the whole New Age movement for the last 40 years, you know, just if we just come from the heart and if we learn how to love, but it's really become bumper stickers. We don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
But to actively choose to engage with intelligence coming from the heart. When we're in meditation, for example, say, show me the truth of this. I want it from the heart. You will hear very clean messages. And so we have to actually learn how to engage with it and employ it. It's not just a sentimental given. Mm.
As you know, as we are preparing for this new human, what's going on? What have the Z's shared about how the body, how the human body is going to change or evolve and get ready?
Oh. Okay, well, one of the things is, for again, older people, I would say they're talking about people over 40 or 50, that we're being exposed to so much that's actually quite detrimental in terms of radio frequencies, Wi-Fi, et cetera. We're being inundated with unnatural frequencies that the older body is having a little bit harder time adapting to. But many of us do adapt. It's just a little more challenging. And they said, beware, these frequencies are literally, this is a little scary, but don't worry about it, shrinking the brain. And because of the heat that we're surrounded in, if we're bathed in these frequencies. And especially if you're a city dweller in a dense apartment building living, for example, you've got all these frequencies running through your body. And they said, be aware to drink more water and stay hydrated because these frequencies are dehydrating our brain. So that's one very immediate thing they said, be aware of. Now, on another level, the younger children being born are not being stressed in the same way because they were born into it already, adapted in utero, and they can handle this better. I talked to them about cortisol production, and that, and they said it's that while many older people in the second half of their life might be experiencing more challenge with the speed and negativity and such that is being projected at us, almost vomited at us, that we're having more trouble with it than the young ones, the young millennials, Z's, and now the alpha babies being born.
Right.
They grew up in it, and they don't need to react in that same way. They don't need the cortisol production. Their bodies and their brains and emotions have already adapted to chaos. So they've come in to be able to operate more clearly in chaos. So those are two of the things. The other is that we, on a cellular level, because of the consciousness coming in and because of the change in all these frequencies, will be adapting in our future incarnations very rapidly. Our diets are going to change. We're going to be living longer lifespans. And they said that all of these things coming in that are seemingly detrimental right now to the human body, we are as rapidly coming up with innovations on a healing level, all kinds of vibrational devices, sound healing, color healing, nutrition, the understanding about trees and sunshine that we didn't have before, that we're actually being given the tools to reverse a lot of the potential damage that's happening because of our current way of living.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's all good news. And they said over the next few years, the next two dozen years, the advancements in healing are going to be just mind-boggling. In the best way.
Yeah. All right. So that's the body. And what about the mind?
Well, the same thing. The mind is going to know, okay, if we're moving away from the intellect and we're not moving away, we have an intellect. We have a conscious mind. We have frontal lobes, you know?
Right.
We have corpus callosum. Those aren't going away.
Right.
So what's the Holy Grail? The Holy Grail is to create coherence across the hemispheres, the corpus callosum, create coherence there. And we are now beginning to understand en masse the importance of quiet meditation, frequencies, nature. Now that we understand and you're going to start placing greater value on all these things again, then we're going to start working more coherently within the brain itself, but then taking higher mind, which is a part of the being. First of all, the mind, as we know, is not in the brain. The right. mind is in every cell of our body and in our aura. Our multidimensional mind is the field that we bathe in.
Right.
And we're going with the higher mind and soul working together with the heart to just feed us. There's going to be more of an innate knowing. Mm-hmm. Whereas before we'd have to like write our little list of pros and cons. We're going to simply know what's correct. So we're coming up into a great state of knowing without having to overthink it, which is beautiful. And I think, I mean, I love that.
Yes.
And then hopefully we'll start really, truly understanding the value of what it means. I call it occupy the moment. To simply be present.
Yeah.
Now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just put your energy and observation there. And so this is going to expand our minds, and the greater mind, incredibly expand our experience and allow us to actually live a life that's full. Right now, you're living on, not you, I mean, most of us, we're living on various leftover programs from family culture, institutions, and so forth that have very much limited and constricted our thinking and ability to imagine. So we're going into a much greater imaginal realm. Mm-hmm. So that's becoming unlocked. I mean, really, the chance to become a butterfly is possible now.
I got to take a break here in about a minute, Regina, but if people are listening to us and they go get the book and they get excited and they read the book and then they say, okay, how do I, what's the starting place?
What do I do now?
What do I do?
What can I do?
So think about that, because we got to take a break here. And because I think number one, that a lot of people that are listening to us are going to get this book. And I think a lot of people are going to enjoy what they're reading. But then they're going to ask, okay, now what do I do? So let's come back and start there. Can we do that? Regina, sure. Regina Meredith, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living today. Her book, along with Lee Harris, is called The Future Human, New Ways of Living and Being on the Earth. And Regina Meredith is our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. Much more to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
And heart open wide, every step with spirit at side.
welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Regina Meredith today. She and Lee Harris have just given us a wonderful new book. It's called The Future Human, New Ways of Living and Being on Earth. And you can find it. It's out from New World Library. You can find it wherever you buy books. And you can find it in printed form. You can find it in
audio
form. And I encourage you to get both of them.
Absolutely. I've done both. So,
yep.
And it's always a new experience. You always get new information each time you.
Absolutely. All right. So people get the book or they listen to the audio and they get so excited about what they're learning. What would you tell people to do once they've understood the book, maybe, you know, read it a time or two or read it and listened to the audio and they're all excited? Okay. What are first steps, Regina?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, first of all, the whole first part of the book is setting us up to understand we are moving into new consciousness. The way life feels, the way we perceive things, everything is going to shift either on very, very subtle levels for some people or very profound for others. So the first thing I would say is understand change is happening much more rapidly now.
Yes.
Right.
And trying to cling to things that no longer work will not serve any of us in the coming times. The times are asking for us to be courageous, to tune into truth, our personal truth, and then act upon it. So number one, we'll be presented with things that are uncomfortable, where we may have to let a job go, even though it offers security. It makes us unhappy enough that it's compromising our well-being, and everything in your body is screaming, I don't want to go to work on Monday. It's good to start listening to that, because often what happens is we get physically ill when we don't listen. Same thing with relationships with other people, and on and on. So to start paying attention to how your body's feeling, and there are very, very simple ways to start dialing into this. And that is simply the notion that everything is based upon of attraction versus repulsion. So if you find yourself exposed to something, whether it's a book, a person, whatever, and you feel yourself feeling expanded and open and lighter, that's an invitation. That means your higher mind and your heart and your body are working together to invite you forward into something.
Yeah.
Don't analyze it with the mind and kill it with belief systems. We're being invited to stop that. So you move toward it. And conversely, if we're being given this great opportunity, it's like the best job ever, all these perks and all this money, and our body is contracting, we feel sick to our stomachs. And it's not just butterflies. We all have that sometimes when we're being asked to step up. If it's that actual feeling of contraction and repulsion, then you need to sit with that and say, God, I know it looks great on paper. This is going to kill me. I can't do it. And we have to have the courage to be able to now respond to life in the moment in these ways. So that's number one. Just listen to what your body is telling you as the universe gives you all kinds of opportunities and experiences to engage with.
What did disease have in terms of parental advice? People who are parenting now, young people in this time.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I love that. The people being born now are different. They're not going to operate like we do. Their brains are wired very differently than ours. And so if we try to shove them into old shoes that don't fit, which means our educational system at present is not working for most of them anymore. And we can say, well, that's the parents' fault. They let them be on devices too much. Their attention span has been shortened. Well, all of that is true. I mean, it is true, but on the other hand, they're also born into the sea of this, and their minds are already operating more quickly. And the most beautiful thing is that these young beings coming in now are coming in with a much greater sense of knowing of purpose. So they'll understand what they're here for at a much younger age than any of us ever did. They'll know. And so the job of the parents is to, yes, give, let them be on their technology here and there, you know, limit it if you can. Let them be in nature and really explore nature, but mostly let them explore their own creativity. Mm-hmm. So putting them in situations where they can be bored and they have to just start doing what they're prone to do, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Let them start creating, because that creativity is going to start showing their innate talents and skills and loves, and then encourage that, really foster it. And it might mean you got to pull them out of school because the school's saying, yeah, your kid's squirming around, they're not paying any attention. But at home, they're lit up on fire. They're a little electrical engineering genius or artist, you know?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So you might have to find, alternative school systems, and homeschooling is going to become home and community kind of home group, small group.
So we're going to see it evolving,
Yes. Huh. We're going to see it evolving to accommodate the new child. And all these children are the new children.
What about spirituality? What did the Z's have to say about the spirit, you know, having a spiritual purpose?
Yes, we have to. That's what we're born to do, is to discover what our purpose is. And when we talk about a spiritual purpose, I think maybe what we're referring to is what the soul has chosen to experience within an incarnation. I'm assuming that's what you mean, right?
Yes.
And so just like I was saying a moment ago, where we watch these children and just see their beautiful creativity and talents just kind of emerge from them because they're left to have the time to express it, we need to do the same for ourselves. Mm. Because when you say our spiritual path in life, it could be anything. For some people, it could be that they've lived lives where they weren't able to keep it together and lived very insecure lives in the past, where they were barely able to care for themselves and others. And this time they've come to learn to be more committed and organized. And maybe for them, taking a good job at a company or the state that has benefits is their dharma for this lifetime. That's exactly what they've come to do, is establish the ability to know how to create security in their own lives for themselves and their children. For someone else, it might be exactly the opposite. You might see someone roaming the streets with their little grocery cart full of all of their worldly belongings, and they've chosen to live on the edge and to know what it's like to live by the grace of the Creator and everyone around them. And every single thing in between. Some people have come to express and re-express talents and skills, like their musical abilities. Some have come to learn how to love.
There's so much
we're
here.
We're all here.
Yeah.
There's so much here, and it's all available to us, and we just have to tap in and understand, I see why I keep having the same thing presented. This is what I'm here for.
This is what I'm supposed to do.
It's a clue.
Regina Meredith.
Exactly.
The future human, new ways of living and being on Earth. We'll be back in just a moment here on Strategies for Living. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail. And you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentel's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentel at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentel Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back in Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Regina Meredith, the author, along with Lee Harris, of The Future Human.
Regina, I wish we had so much longer to talk with you, but as we wrap up, what do you want to leave our listeners with today from today's conversation?
Well, for me, I think what I would like to leave is very much what the Z's said toward the end of the book. And it's how I feel. We are a unique species in the universe. And if we had time, I would go into an entirely different backstory of humanity and our multidimensionality, how we came to be what we are.
Yeah.
We are unique. And there are many, many species throughout the universe that are watching us. And the holy grail, according to the Z's, is that we are now showing it's possible to be encased in a physical body with a limited amount of time, meaning being mortal, mm-hmm. and then being infused with our immortality into this vehicle to live life at its fullest through the heart, to start caring for, living in cooperation and love with one another, and that many species who have failed in this attempt elsewhere or who are just trying to observe it for the first time are watching to see how we do with this new consciousness. Are we going to move into that loving collaborative space, not only in ourselves but with each other? And I say we are, and he said we are, they said, and my guides have said, you are an amazingly beautiful and very interesting species that needs to continue moving forward, and we are. We will.
Regina, absolutely. Thank you so much. I wish we had 3 or 4 more hours. You're going to have to promise to come back. And in the meantime, folks, you can continue the conversation. Get a copy of The Future Human, Lee Harris and Regina Meredith. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, as always. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Pentel Roofing.
Oof.
And Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren and for Regina, I'm David. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.